Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Hockey is more than a game, it's a lifestyle. It's you, the diehard supportive fans, your favorite players who are on the team you cheer for and the organization who supports them.
The companies that make your gear, bags, and beer league sweaters, the hockey moms and hockey dads, and everything else that makes this House of Hockey your home. Come on in. I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray.
And this is our house.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast. This is episode 83. I'm Ray Ray, and my girl is back from the Nash.
I am back. I am.
Do they call it the Nash?
No. I don't think so. Smashville, Nashville.
Yeah. But you're Breezy, right?
I am Breezy. Yeah. I think the last time I checked, I was at least.
Before we dive into all of the hockey updates, I am dying to hear how the trip was. Did you make it to the preseason game of the Predators?
I did not.
Oh.
Unfortunately, the Grand Ole Opry ended up running over like an hour over than I had anticipated. So there's two shows that night. One started at 7, one started at 9. And I imagine that the show, my first show, would have ended around probably like 8:15, right? Get enough people out, so now you can get the people in. The show ended at 9, like when the second show was supposed to start. So still like 20 minutes across town. And when I finally made it down over to Broadway, I knew I wasn't going to make it in for the game. I think there was like 5 minutes left, which I totally would have still gone in for at least 5 minutes. But they had the street closed off. It was insane. It was an absolute madhouse down there per usual. Probably the craziest I've actually ever seen it. I haven't been there in a little over a year, and it was a lot different than the last time I was there, but didn't make it in. But I did end up going to the Preds locker room, their little team store that they have on the side of the building the following day. So I guess I made up for it. I got some cool souvenirs. So
what'd you get?
Well, they'll be hanging up on my wall soon. Got to get a frame for them. Yeah. So you'll have to wait and see.
Okay. And did you get your barbecue from the place you love? What's it called again?
It's called Martin's Barbecue. I'm actually wearing the shirt right now.
What's your shirt say twice for our listeners?
It says, I would smoke that. I would.
That's like the most perfect shirt for you ever.
I know, right? I know. I should have gotten a smaller size. It's a little big. I got to shrink it a little bit more, but
I like it. It's like a baby, it's like a blue, nice light blue color. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it brings out my green eyes. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And my black sweatshirt brings out the blackness of my heart.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're going down that road. No,
I went down a weird place. I'm in a good mood. It's not a weird mood day today, everybody.
Oh, that's good. I actually, thank God she's
taking new pills and has regulated her herself or something. No.
Oh, that's funny. I do have to say, though, this is super exciting news. I went to my first concert since COVID last night. So I apologize. Right. Yeah, I apologize. My throat's a little weird. We were screaming on the top of our lungs, but back at Staples Center, it was awesome. The concert was so good.
Luke Bryan, right?
Yeah, it was Luke Bryan and Dylan Scott Open Forum and Runaway June. So it's a great show. If you have a chance to go see Luke Bryan or just Dylan Scott crushed it. I highly recommend going to see Luke for sure.
Oh, how fun. Was there like cowboy boots and Wranglers and cowboys and cowboy hats and like baseball hats with camouflage?
The full thing, the full thing. The guy sitting next to me was a full blown cowboy, like stash, the Wranglers, like the pearl button down shirt, cowboy hat. It was awesome. It was really cool.
Skull ring in the back pocket. Like,
yeah, I'm sure he probably would have had his spurs on too, if it wasn't considered a deadly weapon, but
oh man. Sir, could you please remove those spurs on the back of your shoes? No, sir. They don't come off unless you got a screwdriver.
Yeah, that's part of me.
Who I am. You never know when a horse is going to ride through the Staples Center and somebody's going to need to hop on and calm that baby down.
Exactly.
Because everybody in California talks like that. Anyway, they don't. Oh, I'm like so happy for you. And I'm also a little jealous because I've just been dying to go to a live music show for the last couple of months. And they're just not as fun when you go by yourself. And nobody I know here likes country music. Like Aunt Tony's not going to Luke Bryan with me, you know, like that's not.
Hey, she might like it. He definitely has got the moves. He's dancing. She might like it. She has a little wine in her. He was passing out margaritas to the people in the crowd in front of him and throwing some of his seltzers at them. So, hey, if she wants maybe a free drink or watch him shake his butt, that's the place to go.
I think the shaking of the butt might win her over. So I will pitch her that instead of going to the Luke Bryan concert. Oh, I'm so glad you had a good time. You had a good time, like overall.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time. Both the trip and the concert were pretty fun.
And are you now moving to Nashville? Is this like official?
I mean, I think that would be the goal. I don't necessarily know if I want to move to like the city of Nashville. I spent a lot of time outside of Nashville. My favorite area is obviously Franklin. There's a lot of like Civil War stuff that's out there, which is totally my cup of tea. A lot of green land, two-lane roads. That's more my style. But who knows what's going to happen in the future, but I think that's probably where I'll probably end up.
Nice. I almost was supposed to be in Tennessee this week in Knoxville to do some reporting work, and then that got canceled, but that's irrelevant to everybody here, so I don't know why it's I just said good. That
Also the people I was staying at their like a house on their property, it was a super cool area, but she's a husky breeder. Had 12 huskies and she had two litters of puppies and she had 2 3-month-old puppies that were like twins that were returned, and I got to hold the puppy that was 2 weeks old and I died.
I
mean, I'm alive now, but like, yeah.
Oh,
I love puppies.
Oh, I know. Especially the huskies. They're just so cute with their eyes. Yeah. their light colored eyes or the mixed matched colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were cute. What a great vacation. You get to like be in your favorite place. You get to snuggle all the puppies. You get live music.
Yeah.
Almost hockey.
And barbecue.
And barbecue. I'm telling you, girl, you live in the wrong place.
I know.
I said it, I'll say it again.
Yeah.
You live in the
just
wrong
place. Just the barbecue alone. Yeah, just the barbecue alone, man. I don't know. There's just something about it. It was funny. I pulled this shirt out of my my bag and I was like, it still smells like Martin's.
Breezy's never washing the shirt she's wearing, you guys.
No, so never she could washing just, it. Smell
it. Sorry, I sort of flashed my bra, but it looked like my boobs. So apologies to the YouTube watchers. Don't worry. It wasn't.
Might have to censor it.
Take that out. You didn't miss anything, audio listeners. I promise. I'm wearing a bra. It's not exciting. You know what is exciting?
Tell me.
The announcement of the first three names for all of the hockey Olympic teams.
Yeah.
All right. I have to read all of these off to you guys because I think I am more excited for the Olympics ever in my life now that the NHL players are allowed to participate again. And the names of the players who are going to be there are ridiculous. Canada is alphabetical, everybody. Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid, Alex Pietrangelo. This will be Connor McDavid's first Olympic appearance. Mind blown. Could you believe that? He's never been to the Olympics before. Czech Republic, Andre Palat, David Pastrnak, Jacob Voracek. P.S. Pasta's got pasta out, like actual pasta, and I have been on the mad hunt for it around this area, and I haven't found it yet, but sidebar. Denmark, Oliver Bjorkstrand. Oh man, these names. Nikola Ehlers, Alexander True. Finland, Sebastian Aho, Alexander Barkov, Mikko Rantanen. Are you freaking kidding me? That team is going to be ridiculous. Germany, Leon Draisaitl, Philipp Grubauer, and Moritz Seider. Latvia, guys, I can't say any of these people's names. Rudolfs, Balsers, Zemgus, Gergensens, Christians, Rubens. Slovakia, Eric Cernak, Yaroslav Halak, Andre Sekera. Sekera? Correct me if you know any of these, Breezy. Sweden, Victor Hedman, Gabriel Landeskog, Mikko Zibanejad. Yep. Can't wait to watch Sweden. The Russian Olympic Committee, get ready. Nikita Kucherov, Alexander Ovechkin, and Andrei Vasilevsky. Are you flipping kidding me? But Ovechkin just got hurt with a lower body injury yesterday, which was Friday. So TBD on his ability to play. Switzerland, Nico Hischier, Timo Meier, and
Roman Yossi.
That's going to be a fire team. And then in the U.S., shocker, Seth Jones, Patrick Kane, and Austin Matthews. These are the now, of course, the first three names that were required to be submitted for like permanent roles, like guaranteed spots. The rest of the team that each country, all the names that they want to submit are due like October 15th. And then the full team roster won't be announced until January. But that's very exciting. What? Russia, Sweden, Switzerland, the US, Germany could be Finland. Canada? What? I mean, I think it's also Vasilevsky's first Olympics. And it's Austin Matthews' first Olympics. There might be a few more, but those three, crazy.
Crazy. All I got to say is there's going to be so many Connor McDavid ads.
So many. Yeah. And hopefully a lot of Pastrnak ads. And you know there will be zero Patrick Kane ads because of just all of the drama that's going on with that investigation. I can't. It's just putting damper on my boys and the team right now.
Yeah. But you know what? Homeboy's going to the Olympics, so doesn't matter what anybody says, he's still winning. So
exactly. And Patty Kane deserves to, I think he is one of the best and definitely deserves to go. The only thing I'm gonna say about the Team USA with Austin Matthews being with not one but two Blackhawks is that if I see Seth Jones or Patrick Kane wearing a bucket hat, a tie-dyed sweatshirt, or a man bag draped across his body, I'm going to have to get on the phone and try to get a hold of Austin Matthews and tell him to stop influencing these players with his style. It doesn't work for everybody, Austin. Your style works for you, boo. You do you. That's fine. But don't you dare influence my boys on the Blackhawks. Patrick Kane will not look good in a bucket hat. Okay? I'm just putting it out there, all right?
You know, Kaner's not going to look good in a bucket hat. Seth Jones probably would, but they're both going to end up wearing a crossbody bag. I will call it right now.
This is like, come on.
Oh, man.
Come on. Come on, Austin. Just keep your fashion sensibilities to yourself.
There you go.
And I said it nicely. So whoever gave me a hard time about it on the internet... That's what I have to say to you.
Oh my God, that's funny.
This week's episode of the House of Hockey podcast is brought to you by...
Another week in the NFL season means another shot to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either of their teams scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was in 1943, so I'd say that this is a no-brainer. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for a huge cash prize all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes on their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Throw down $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets instantly if either of your teams scores a point. That's promo code THPN for the Hockey Podcast Network this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and a $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Well, speaking of rosters, I think the funnest part about the new season starting, which obviously starts this week, is learning all the new roster spots on your team or your opposing team. So this can be interesting. There's a lot of new players that have come up. There's a lot of young guns that are getting some good shots. So who are you most excited to see on a team level? I know player level is a little hard, but team level.
Oh, like not my Blackhawks?
Yeah, not your Blackhawks. Oh, I mean, because obviously they're your favorite, right?
Well, I am excited to see how the new dynamics go with Seth Jones and having Taser back and Kane and seeing how those lines work and Doc and Kirby Doc's younger brother played. And I think he got either a goal or an assist. So in preseason. So that is exciting. I'm interested to see how it's going to play out long-term with Caleb Jones as well with Seth. So I am interested to see what's going to really work and if they're going to be willing to try any of that in any of the games. But on opening day, Tuesday, October 12th, we have two games airing on ESPN. Welcome back, everybody. Penguins at the Lightning and then the Kraken at the Golden Knights. And I'm going to have to say that I'm very excited to see how the Seattle Kraken are going to look under a real game pressure situation. And I want to see how they are. And I'm also interested to see if the Lightning still have it, right? Like if they still have that magic it factor, are they going to three-peat? Like, no. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I was mixing up Maroon. Yeah.
With his three-peat. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Maroon has a three-peat. Right. Okay. Sorry. Woohoo.
He could go for a four-peat.
A four-peat. Yeah.
That's just getting ridiculous.
The best meme was like two more and then he's Maroon 5 or something like that.
That's funny. That's so really funny, actually.
I know. I'm excited to see how those two teams are doing outside of the other teams that we've talked about already in previous episodes previewing. What about you? Who are you looking forward to? Pick your three teams that you cheer for and then one outside of your three teams.
Yeah. Well, I do want to say that I was able to watch the Kraken and the Canucks. It was a preseason game. And I wasn't impressed. I watched like the first period and I was kind of bored, but it's a preseason game. So you got to take that with a grain of salt. Right. But, most excited, I think the Kings are going to do really well. I do have to say that, I will take note on the Maple Leafs could, have some strong points. Unfortunately, I think Nick Ritchie is probably going to perform pretty well, on that top line. Cause that's what it seems like. That's kind of how the dynamics are laid out right now. But I want to put my money on the Kings. I think they're doing really well. Rob Blake came out and said that they were done rebuilding.
Whoa, which is huge. That's a big statement.
So by the looks of it, I watched, gosh, it was a preseason game. It was the first one that was televised on at Staples Center, which was really weird because the linesman went down. Like, what? There was like head contact. Yeah, there was head contact and he went down. He was down and he got taken off on a stretcher before even the puck was dropped. Super scary, but it was like kind of weird. And I was like, oh, this is not good juju for the Kings. Mm-hmm. But Kings looked really well.
And even with Quinn Byfield being out with a busted ankle.
Yeah, busted ankle. He should be out about a month or so. Then he's obviously probably going to go, you know, train down with the rain for God knows how long about that, but I know that he's supposed to make the roster for sure. But the Kings were down to the Ducks. I think it was like 3-0 and it was like, oh geez,
again. The Ducks are 6-3.
Yeah, the Ducks are rebuilding. Like, what's going on? And then they came back, and I was like, okay, I see you guys. So no, but I'm super excited for the Kings. Who else am I excited for? I think that. Gosh, who else am I excited for? I feel like the Flyers are going to be fun to watch. I don't know. Something has me kind of drawn to Kevin Hayes. So I think I'm excited to watch the Flyers. Not going to be a Flyers fan. Let me just say that. But
Not putting the patch on the jean jacket yet.
No, not yet. Sorry, Carly, but not yet. And yeah, maybe them.
Yeah. I'm really bummed. I really hate the lack of social media press releases. Like, do you know what I mean? Like for over the air television, like on ESPN, there's no advertisement anywhere that like Buccigross has a new show that airs once a week called The Point. Sorry, I had to look. And like, I missed the whole episode. I would have loved to watch it. My boy Torts is on it. All I saw was like a stupid end of show clip about chicken parmesan. And Bucci was like, Torts, what do you think? And Torts was like, leave me alone. And I was like, oh, I love him. I need more of this in my life. I must watch this show. And I'm like, but where was the GD press release? Like, where was this announcement? Like, where's the Instagram channel? Like, what are you people doing? Like, who's watching? I don't watch ESPN like all day long. You know, I need to like know that these things are. I need to know these things are happening.
She's getting passionate, people. Got the hand going.
Got the Italian hand thing happening, and I'm not Italian, but like, I live for Tortorella, and I'm so happy that ESPN is letting him be a commentator and or like I think maybe color analyst or in studio analyst or whatever. Like, I just love that man's unfiltered, no fucks given attitude. And
yeah,
So I'm excited that that's happening.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. I do think that they need to be, like, I just feel like, I mean, I'm on social media often and I just feel like I see the same ads over and over again, but like, it's nothing that's like getting you like hyped for like the season. And that's across like all channels and across like ESPN and Bally Sports and the NHL and NHLPA. Like, you don't see a whole lot, which is kind of disappointing. And I don't know if it's just maybe I'm not looking in the right places or maybe my algorithm's off or something.
No, but girl, it's just not there. Yeah. It's not there because I follow all those same things and nothing is there. There's nothing there. Not even the teams. Like, the team content all follows like a formula where they're just sharing clips from games and practices, but they're not like hyping up the fact that the season, I mean, you don't have to do a countdown calendar like we have previously discussed, even though I know you like that, but like, it doesn't have to be that. Like, there are so many other ways you can do. Hello, everybody. Breezy and Ray Ray are not only podcast hosts of the House of Hockey podcast, but we are also social media marketing and press release experts. Please hire us to do all of your social media. Any NHL team listening.
Yeah.
We will tell you what to do.
I know. I know like the NHL does like the five best moves or five best plays or five best goals, right? But like, that's cool, don't get me wrong, right? But you got to do like 15 second clips and it's like, okay, we have 15 days to the season. Mm-hmm. Here's 15 clips of the most powerful moments over the last 15 years or something like that, you know what I mean? And then just bam bam bam, has to be super simple. And I think that's what's going to draw you over. Like, I mean, yes, I watched Roman Josi's five best plays, but I was like, this is cool, but like, is this getting me hyped for the season? No. Like, do something better.
Like, there's nothing. I'm looking at the feed. It's like, it's just all the same. And the stuff that they put on the stories is absolutely nothing to do with just getting excited for the season. Right. I don't know.
And I keep getting like notifications on my Apple Watch and it's like, look at the preseason or the season preview for the Colorado Avalanche. And I'm why do I care?
Right.
Like, why do I need to see a season preview? Like, if I want to know that information, I will go look for it. You don't need to send it out as like an announcement on your phone, right? Because I don't even have those teams marked as like my team.
Exactly.
Like, send me stuff that I want to watch. I mean, you're the freaking NHL for crying out loud. I know you have the platform to do it. I don't know.
Here's another one we just got. Take your pick. This is an NHL app alert. The 2021-22 season begins Tuesday and NHL.com staff make predictions. Which team wins the cup? I don't want to, that's not hyping me up.
Are we going off a preseason right now or just like based on, I mean, I know that we have made our predictions, right? We made our predictions a couple weeks ago based off of just like the team, the roster and how the organization's going, right? Now I'm talking with my hands. See, look what you got me doing. But still, I mean, I think, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to read that. That's not going to get me to click.
No.
I want like a breakdown of every single line for the Blackhawks. Like, who played well? What are you thinking? That's how I feel.
Yeah. But you know what? We can't let it bother us. We just gotta do us.
Yeah. And just let everybody know in any of the organizations in the NHL that your fans are, you're missing out, guys. And Breezy and Ray Ray are available for hire for consultation, fan consultation experts.
There you go.
Yep. We have to talk about one other thing, and it's a sad thing, but it's also, I think, something we need to point out. Oh, there's two things. Wait, let me start with I'll end with the ridiculous one. Okay. The first good thing, Carey Price, this is not a good thing, but let me try again. Carey Price is going to be away from the Montreal Canadiens while voluntarily taking part in the NHL/NHLPA player assistance program, which is basically for any player who has mental health, physical health, addiction, any of those, anything, a wide variety of things can fall under that category. And his wife, Angela, wrote this really long post about just how much she appreciates all the support and that she supports Carrie, and that it's really bottom line just about putting your mental health first and getting well. And I think it's so important for everybody in the, just everybody in general, to take care of your mental health and know that there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Nobody was saying what a wuss or any of those kinds of things. The amount of comments that people were saying, plus I'm sure like Canadians, which they're all really nice, but just saying like, we support you, we love you, get well, like we hope you feel better, we can't wait to have you back. I mean, these are the kinds of things that we need so much more of in the league. We need players, and whether that's their wives just putting out a statement saying like, it's okay to take care of your mental health. And like, if that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do. And it's just as important to do that as it is for your physical health. And I don't love that he's going through this, but I think it's great that he's not shying away from whatever the issue is and admitting this and going through this, just like Robin Leonard did. And a lot of other players have done this over the years as well, but maybe not made it as a public of a thing. But I think it's really important for people to take care of themselves mentally. It's a big deal. So to that, you know, I say kudos. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing that he's going through and doing what he needs to do for himself. I could definitely relate to it and touch on it. I think that, you know, I've been going through some stuff too, and you do feel like you are alone, and, mm-hmm. you know, it takes a lot for someone to kind of come out and say something. And so when you see someone with the caliber like Carey Price, who so many people idolize, and you see him kind of openly admit and say, you know, I'm going to be doing this, or maybe not out of his words or his mouth, but his wife, it kind of just helps you, I would say, just people that he doesn't even know. It's kind of cool that you can have someone that you maybe look up to or idolize, or you look at like, wow, this guy, you know, he has it all, right? What could he be suffering from? But he is suffering from something. So, yeah, I you got to give kudos to him for sure for doing what he needs to do. And, you know, he also is probably inspiring a lot of people by making this change. So definitely kudos to him.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I've talked about it here. Like, I go to therapy bi-weekly virtually, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with working on your mental health, your overall well-being, and having somebody to talk to. There's so many affordable ways for people to do that. There's like an online app, there are support groups, anything. You're not alone.
Yeah, definitely.
So, oh, okay, now. The goofy thing of Andrew Kane. This has become a complete shit show. He is now being investigated for forging a COVID-19 vaccination card. I can't even say it with a straight face. What are we doing, people? Why are we forging COVID-19 vaccination cards, period? And then in the NHL, like, you're an NHL player. I just can't. I can't even believe this. Like, it's not, I don't know what the result is yet, but that's what he's under investigation for.
That's crazy. Well, I mean, California is now the strictest state. Our lovely governor is making it nearly impossible for you to do anything, to live life other than staying in your house without being vaccinated. to each their own. You could do whatever you want to do. We're not going to comment on statuses on that. But I mean, you know, he's playing in California. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be really tough for someone to even do their job. You can't even do your job without either being tested almost daily, mm-hmm. right? Or being vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Insane. So, I mean, if you physically cannot get vaccinated or you don't want to get vaccinated, but you still have a job to do, like Evander Kane, I mean, maybe that was, he felt that was his only option. We don't know if it's true or not.
Right.
It's a little bit dicey to do. The last I heard, forging something and getting caught with that is going to prison. But I don't know. I'm glad it's not me. That's all I got to say.
I just am glad I'm not. I mean, I feel bad for Sharks fans. Like, this, such a dark cloud over the team right now with this. And like, I understand, because there's a dark cloud over the Blackhawks too, with, you know, ongoing investigations into something that happened forever ago.
I mean, I think the Sharks have a perfect name, though.
What?
Sharks have the perfect name. They're in the deep right now.
How amazing does Adele look? Rolling in the deep, that made me think of that.
Adele, yeah.
On the cover of what, British Vogue? Man, insane. Is she beautiful. I mean, she's always been beautiful, but like, geez, divorce looks good on her.
Yeah, it's funny. This is the second time Adele has come up in my life this week. My cousin turned 22 this week, so I sent him like this Taylor Swift thing, and it said, I hope you're feeling 22. He goes, this is my song. I was like, enjoy it for the next year. He's like, yeah, there's not a 23 song. And I was like, I'm pretty sure Adele has a whole album dedicated to 23. And when Adele sings about it, it's not a good thing. Enjoy your 22nd birthday. Oh, man.
Good point. I think we should leave it at that. Go hockey. Go team. May the best team win. May everybody have a fruitful and long, full 82 game season, maybe more if you make it to the playoffs. May you all be healthy and well and have your butt in the seat at an arena watching hockey. Welcome back, everybody. This is incredible. We have somewhat our new normal returned to us.
Yes, and for all the players, make sure to step out on the ice on the right foot, your lucky foot, and go get them.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.